Well, everyone, I am so excited that Saeed is here to talk to you. He is an amazing individual. I met him on Twitter. Is that helpful? Maybe this one too. Twitter is one of my favorite things, X now, whatever you want to call it. And he's going to talk to you today about AI and photography. And he's going to talk to you about all sorts of cool things. He is a tech guru. Wait till you hear his resume. He's amazing. And a rock star. And I think you will enjoy him. So everybody give it up for Saeed. It's all you, buddy.
Hi. Hi, students. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, how is photography? How are you learning it?
Yeah, our audio is going to get weird. You're going to have to, I don't know. It sounds like you're kind of underwater, and I don't know what to do to fix that.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Yeah, so my name is Sai Chiran. I'm from India. So I've done master's in software engineering, also bachelor's in computer science and engineering. So I've interviewed Beth for my YouTube channel. Like, I interview a lot of experts from all around the world about technology and how it helps humanity. And recently I had conversation with Beth about photography, and she asked me to talk about AI, how AI is going to helpful to humanity, and how it is going to replace photography.
Yep.
So, Beth, yeah, do you have questions?
Sure. So what do you think, like, through your, because you have your master's and bachelor's in computer science and in technology, what are you seeing in India as far as how the photography industry is being affected with your work and your daily activity at work?
Yeah, definitely. It is actually making humans to save a lot of time and energy. Of course, not everything is going to be replaced by AI. We need natural and organic things for human to capture it. So there are a lot of things in photography, like editing tools, softwares, which are more advanced than before, which is making the photography look amazing. But recently, an example happened in film industry, that a heroine photo has been mocked or replaced with AI generated tool. So that is a big news in India recently. And another example is a recent summit with UK president and Elon Musk. They was talking about how AI is going to affect humanity in positive and negative way, and it depends on us, how we are going to use it. And there should be a referee for this. There should be monitoring for AI, how it should be used, especially in photography, because everything today we are doing it in the internet. So videos, photos, so we need to know this is real photo and this is real video. So there should be a software, or there should be something in order to know what exactly is real and what is not. So we have to work together. The experts, the world experts, the technology companies needs to concentrate on this in order to solve this problem. And it is going to be a very big thing. Today it is, it is started, right? Last 5 years, the AI is used more in technology industry, in different industries. AI is using for solving all kind of problems. It can be in education, it can be in film industry, or it can be in any industry. We need to concentrate on this, how we are going to not to replace the organic things with inorganic things, like artificial intelligence is an artificial intelligence. It is not an intelligence. We are humans and we use this artificial intelligence to solve our intelligent problems. So that is, that should be in our control. That's what my point is.
How do you find AI? Do you like using AI?
Yeah, I use rapidly used AI tool, ChatGPT, for my DevOps engineering projects. So it gives you accurate information. Almost 95% of the information that you get from these AI tool to solve my DevOps engineering problems. It saves a lot of time, energy, effort. You come directly to the point, what you want. It understands the human understandable, language, and it gives you answer in very simplistic language. And it can give a lot of different examples in order to understand what topic that you are searching for. So today, I think a lot of jobs has been replaced because of ChatGPT, because content creators are before, like 6 or 7 years ago, they used to create content with their own knowledge or with their own intelligence. But now if you type a topic there and ChatGPT is giving you complete information and giving you multiple resources and with multiple examples, so this completely replaced the content creation. So AI, this is one of the examples, ChatGPT. There are other tools that many companies, technology companies, are using it to solve their technology problems and for their clients, for their business clients who wants to solve, say, like telecommunication, or it can be civil engineering or electrical engineering for their companies, like, for their internal project management purpose. They are building softwares and they are able to use these tools, and it is controlled. But when it comes to the complete AI, when we talk about 100% AI, which humans right now are working, the top technology companies are working towards it in order to make things better and easier. So that is going to be a big challenge, and security is going to be a very big thing. And it should be managed and maintained in the same way, like how we as a human beings, we are living in a social world and in a society. We are from different countries. We are into different professions, different industries. We are different. We are coming from different cultures. How there is a regulatory power like government or the police department, the security things which are helping us to have a positive environment or positive culture in order to make things easier and make the human relationships better. So I think we can do this, but there should be AI can sometimes take some decisions which we cannot control. So those things should be closely monitored, and we as a human beings who are working on this and who are studying this subject, we have to be very conscious about it.
Yeah, I agree. I just had a question and now I just got a different question. Do any of you guys have a question so far? Okay. When you're working on a project and you're using the AI, is there a problem? Like, I guess I want to know, and it's going to be kind of weird because I'm not sure how exactly to say this. In university, we're worried, obviously, about plagiarism with papers. So some students might be tempted to have the ChatGPT write their paper because it can be accurate, and to prove that is difficult. Or on the opposite end, if you wrote it and ChatGPT, like the thing that you run through to see if it is a plagiarized paper, it comes back, yes, this is plagiarized, but the person's like, no, it's not. So when you use it for engineering, is it actually, do you use it to actually solve problems, and is the copyright an issue, or do you use it more for suggestions on how to fix the problem and then you fix the problem? You know what I mean? Like, can you give us a real world example of how you use it in engineering?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. Like I said, I've done my master's and my bachelor's in my university. in Hyderabad. So we have to do project there. For my master's, I have to do project and I have to submit the thesis, the post-graduation thesis I have to submit, and I have to create my own observation, and you know, I have to tell the university that I have did this project with my own knowledge, and I have solved this problem in this way, and I have to show a unique way of solving the problem that I got, which means the project that I got. And there are students who studied with me. They also submitted their project at the end of the course. So we all have submitted the projects, and we all have different projects for everyone. So there is a system in our university that will detect, like you said, plagiarism tool. They have their own plagiarism tools, you know, which is called as AI. Which will detect the vocabulary and the terminology that you have used to explain your project, and it will tell if the project is copied or if it is already there in the database or in the storage device of the university. So, and then it will let you know that if it is copied or not. If it is plagiarized, so it will tell you the project will be rejected. And there are students who studied with me, their project got rejected for one time, two times, three times.
Oh, so, I got you.
Yeah, because it is very important for students to do the project by themselves in order to understand the subject, and we should not use that AI tools. There are also these things, you know, in the internet, which can give you, which can plagiarize the content in a human language, not in a machine language, and it will not let human to detect it. That is also something. But there are still some other softwares which will detect that. For example, if I'm using ChatGPT now. For my DevOps job, so if I am, and also I'm a content creator. I write a blog post and I create content. And if I put a topic in ChatGPT, and if I get information from it, and that information, there are people who are using this ChatGPT's information in their blog posts and in their websites in order to say that they have created this content, but actually they didn't create it. It is not their knowledge. There are so many things that even the professors, the lecturers need to know that the student is writing the content with his own knowledge, or they are using these ChatGPT tools, which is not correct. Actually, using it, actually we have to use it for the productivity in order to understand how better we can do it. We can use it for gaining knowledge, but not we should not use it. We are not AI. We are human beings. We have to use our knowledge. We are born with the brain, and we have to use it efficiently and effectively in order to prove our potential and show our ability and our capability. And artificial intelligence is artificial intelligence. It cannot be an intelligence. So I have used in my university projects, and also I'm using now, and I can clearly understand this plagiarism thing, and universities in coming days, I'm sure they become very smart enough to understand whether students are writing and giving the information about the projects by themselves or not, or they are taking that information from somewhere in the internet.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard on both sides, because it's hard to prove. If I wrote a paper and my professor says AI is saying plagiarism, how do you prove that? I mean, I guess, you know, it's anyway, that's a whole weird nest of fun that all universities looks like worldwide are going to have to deal with. Another question, let them know if you would please about your podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. One more thing before. I just want to include in that topic is there are tools, there are softwares that universities around the world are using, which will actually detect from from where this information is being taken. It will that software can show in which website or in which blog that information is stored. So they will get all the information, and even it can, like, it will show the exact percentage, like, you know, out of 100%, how much information is from this website, from www.soon.com. You took this 4 lines of information, and some other website. So it is showing a 2%, 3% from which the information is being taken. And universities right now, they are accepting if the information is matching about 6 to 8%, but 92 to 93% should be unique. So it is very important for a student to write by themselves. So coming to your next question. So yeah, my podcast. Oh, yeah.
Can you hold on 1 second? Because I want to talk about that. Because I did not know that. Did you guys know that? So you know that they can put it and it'll show exactly where this information is coming from. Oh, that's fantastic. I did not know that. I don't spend any time on it. I created one picture. I'm very exciting in the whole AI, other than Photoshop, and that's very interesting.
There are a lot of softwares that you can find in internet, like Plagiarism Tool, Plagiarism Checker, or I personally purchased a Plagiarism Tool called Drillbit. Which is a premium software in order to understand the content, the content is unique or not. There are so many softwares, but so like how negative and how positive is increasing at the same time, the negativity is also increasing.
That's really interesting. All right, well, on to his other job. He's going to school. He works at an engineering. Can you talk about where you work and then about your podcast?
Yeah, sure. So right now I'm working for a UK company. It's called 2002 Studios Media, as I'm DevOps engineer and software developer. So that's my full-time role. After completion of my master's, I decided to come into DevOps. DevOps is also something related to AI. It is automation. I have to use some commands in order to automate things. Like I have to put a command, everything should be the server, things will be automated. So I like this job and it saves a lot of time and it's so advanced a profession that I'm into. And coming to the podcast, I thought, when I have completed my master's, I was preparing for PhD, for doctorate and for the entrance exam. And I was preparing, I have to prepare all my bachelor's and master's subjects in order to give the entrance exam of my PhD. So when I was preparing, I have completed like 3 to 4 subjects. One subject that was interesting for me was computer networks. So computer networks was the subject which made me to understand how computers are interconnected with each other and how information transfer is happening between computers and what are the devices and what are the tools and what are the softwares are helping this information transfer around the world to happen in fraction of seconds because of the internet. So this subject was is actually drawn my attention, and who created this subject, this computer networks, human being. So how he got this thought, computer networks, because he understood humans, he understood the communication in humans, in between humans and human relations. They can be friends or in family or in profession. The communication, he understood that, and he wants to create devices and the lifeless things, machines, and he wants those things to be connected with the help of internet, and he wants to communicate and he wants to share information. It can be audio, text or video. So we are talking today on Microsoft Teams. This is one of the software which we are using to communicate from India to US. So these softwares and these devices, iPhone, you know, the projector that you are using, and the computer that you are using, we are using this communication devices and communication tools, softwares, in order to communicate and connect. Because of this connectivity, because of these entire softwares and physical devices, we become one today because of internet. So we are able to exchange information in fraction of seconds, but this was not the scenario like 30 or 40 years ago. We are not this advanced as human beings. But today we are at the point where we can able to talk like this, being anywhere on this planet. So that that subject actually drawn my attention and made me to do something apart from my profession, which is engineering. So that is giving me, you know, money. I'm getting a lot of money. I'm feeling very happy for, you know, being in that profession. But I thought to do something for the humanity as a whole. I want, I felt responsible and I wanted to do something to the planet and humans, you know, I want to start a project. So that's, this understanding this humans and human communication and understanding human network. I was relating the computer networks with human networks and the communications between computer networks and human networks. So human got this thought by understanding communication system between humans and he created these computer networks. So, I wanted to be real. I wanted to be more, authentic. And I want to be more organic. I want to create a platform or a channel where people or humans from anywhere on this planet can able. I just want to prove that a human from one part of the planet can able to connect and communicate and can create positive energy using this technology positively. So I started it and. I asked people to participate on my show and I told the reason and I sent them the objective and the world is amazing actually when we sit in our room and when we talk with few people we think that this is world not this is not world actually if we explore and if we step out from our comfort zone and if we see what like you know for from Spain from France from South America from Colombia or from Sri Lanka or from Bangladesh, like, you know, from all parts of the world, like east, west, north, south of the planet, I decided to talk with everyone. So I interviewed more than 100 countries, experts and humans who are into different professions and who are into different industries, who are into different age groups, who are into different backgrounds and experiences. I understood that I have collected very less knowledge after talking with them because everybody has a story. Everybody has their own experience. We have something to learn from. So one by one, I started interviewing people and I interviewed more than 700 experts, including people, experts who worked with Bill Gates, who worked with Steve Jobs, who are working in SpaceX, NASA. And who are working in Netflix, Amazon Web Services, and Microsoft, a lot of experts. Just now I've completed interviewing a Microsoft MVP, like most valuable professional, just a few hours ago. So trying to understand how they are solving problems, it can be professional problems or it can be any problem. For example, I have interviewed a doctor. I'm not expertised in that, but I'm talking with them and trying to know what how you did this, how you made things happen, what is that. I'm just curious. Naturally, I'm a very curious person. I just want to know how they are doing things because everybody is a human eventually, but different people with their own interests, they are choosing different subjects, going in their paths. But the way they think, the only the subject is different, but they are curious in different subjects. I want to explore, you know, minds. My playlist name is Exploring Minds. So how people explore space, how people explore places, how people explore this, like food. I want to explore minds. So I explored more than 700 minds and I tried to put on my platform. I took more than 1 hour, like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Everybody is interested and everybody liked this. And everybody said that you are going to be very big and your podcast is going to be very big because you took the, you know, the entire planet. Because not everyone chooses this kind of a thing because it's not easy to talk with people who are completely from different country who are coming from different backgrounds and you don't know what they say, you don't know what their experience, and it's not easy to connect and communicate And when I, the best thing that helped me is was, I was a blogger. I wrote, I was a writer. I was writing different topics before coming this AI. I was writing a lot of stuff and that improved my writing skills and that improved my vocabulary that I used to communicate in the website. So that's how I wanted to come into the videos and I wanted to talk directly, and that made me to English is a global language. Everybody can talk it. So even the Arab countries, like, you know, I have interviewed all kinds of people. And I want to interview a person that I didn't interview yesterday. So every time I want to go for a new person. So I don't want to interview the same person again, because I don't want to solve the same problem again and again. I want every day I want to solve a new problem. That's how that diversity actually made me to be more creative, learn more stuff in the world. But most of the people will stuck and learn something in one topic. But I am interested in multiple topics and I want to learn every day, every minute. So my podcast is running very well, and recently an Australian company founder actually decided to sponsor my podcast, and I'm getting paid for that. And from US also, there are a couple of experts who wants to sponsor, and they are going to sponsor from further episodes, and it's contract that's running, and I'm already getting paid for my full time job. My intention is not to make money with this podcast, but I'm doing something good, not just for myself, because I've done a lot of interviews without expecting anything, without getting paid, because I want to create a positive energy and I want to give knowledge to people, because I want to make them think that how communication is important for humans and how it solves a lot of problems. So I have understood the importance of it, talking with completely different English speaking people. They speak very differently in Europe and South America. We all are humans. We all are, living on the same planet, but why we are different? That's what I want to show. And my questions are very different. I never seen any person who is doing what I'm doing. And the kind of questions that I ask, people get amazed. People who worked for 40 years, 30 years in technology and, experienced. The police officers I interviewed, they are saying like, what, I didn't expected you asking this question. So I started exploring people and marine biology, that's not my subject, but I interviewed a person who is working on it. Space technology, I'm not working in it, but I'm trying to learn, and I'm also trying to, it's not just me learning, I'm putting in a platform and letting people know the perspective, what they think. So I'm putting exactly like how it is. I'm not changing. I'm not preparing any questions before. I'm just coming onto the call and talking with them and putting the same with their permission. So everybody is liking, and I didn't got any single 1% of negativity till now, because I understood that after exploring the world, I mean the more than 100 countries experts. My goal is to interview more than 4,000 people, in coming years, and I want to show the top level experts that how the communication works and how things can be solved if we are good communicators. So getting paid, and I'm very happy. I'm very satisfied. I'm doing something for the humanity and creating positive energy. So if we have this kind of a thing, if we want to help someone with our work, we should benefit with what we are doing. At the same time, if you think about the product or the service or any technology tool that we are creating, that we or the project that we are doing, if we think in that way that this project is going to helpful for someone, it's set of people, some community, and if we think in that way, we will grow more in life, and we'll get recognition. And recently a second American magazine also published an article about me, most influential person and most inspiring person. So a lot of YouTube channels also took my interviews from different countries in order to tell how I'm able to do this, because this is completely my idea when I started, and my mother was very supportive, and she's a very creative person, and she told me to do something that nobody did. And I have a sports background. I played for top level sport like cricket in my state, and that is also one of the things which made me to become a leader. I was a leader for a team, and I was leading the team, and I know how to manage the team and maintain a team and make things work and get the victory for the team. So all those things, collection of all those things, made my podcast to be run very well. And directly, I didn't start it. Actually, usually people start interviewing friends or people whom you know. Actually, I took directly random people in the internet. I asked them, will you be on my show? So
literally like he's like, hey, you want to be on a blog, or you want to be on a podcast? I went, what? Because you want to be on a podcast? I'm like, well, sure. And then I don't know what happened. I ignored you. I don't know what I did. I forgot, because you guys know me. And then he's like, hey, we were gonna do a podcast. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll do a podcast.
That's randomly you are asking and going, you're just asking if they like it, and if they see the previous work that you have done, and if they find it valuable, if they see any value in what you're doing, they will accept it. That's what my confidence is, and that's how I started building myself and created a huge network around the world, and it is going very well, and I'm sure in the next 5 years it is going to create a big impact, and I want to help more people. Yeah.
I have a question. Well, I have a few questions, but some for you guys. So do you guys understand? So this podcast, he is making friends with literally like thousands of people around the world, right? As a photographer, how is this applicable to you, and how does it affect you? These are all, what he's doing is marketing. So he wants to do something good and give back to the world. And I'm not saying you guys need to start a podcast, but as a photographer, it might be good to take some time to really think about, how do I want to give back to the world, and how can I create a positive system for me in my situation, whatever it is that you're doing. Does that make sense? This is something, this is a passion project for him. And correct me if I'm wrong, Saeed, as I look at you when you're over here. But it's something that obviously you can see, it brings him much joy. His marketing. How many followers do you have now?
I have more than 40,000 followers, in all the platforms.
Okay, and so in order to help build your business, you need to market. Is he talking about his engineering and his job in this? No. What is he doing to get this many followers? He's talking to you about you. Are you guys getting where I'm trying to get you to? Get really good English, Mista. Okay? It's all marketing, but it's not selfish. It's selfless. And sometimes we need to let go of our, I got to sell photos. I got to do this. I got to be the best photographer. Sometimes we got to take a step back and say, what do I care about? What part of humanity do I care about? And how can I leave this planet a little better than the way I found it? And this is the way Saeed is doing it. Because it's really hard to get angry with somebody that you're sharing this time with, isn't it? From a different culture, from a different place. When you're sitting down and you start understanding where they're coming from and their background and their passions, you get excited. You don't get angry, right? So this is how we break down barriers. And some of you might have ideas for marketing plans, because I know a lot of you have been wondering, how do I get people to follow me? It's more about our products. It's more about human connection. And that's what Saeed is saying. Am I stepping on your toes? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. What you said is correct. And if I was a photographer, if photography was my interest, I would be same. Because as a human being, I'm this kind of a person. I'm not doing engineering in this. I'm doing social media marketing. I didn't even know that I'm doing marketing. I'm just telling people that what I'm doing. And it become big. And everybody started knowing. I'm just I'm just brave person. I'm very open minded, and I will take the world how it is. I won't judge people, and you are like this, or you are talking, your things are different. Like, you know, I take world it how it is. I have my own thoughts, and people have their own thoughts. And if we can able to accept the people for what they are, and that's how people, we all get connected with having different kinds of thoughts and ideology and philosophy and psychology, we can still able to be connected, and respect the creative, because people have their own, creative thoughts. So if I was a photography expert, or if I was into, that's what I asked Beth when I interviewed her. She is very intelligent and about photography, and her passion towards the photography was like amazing. I asked a couple of questions. I didn't got much time to ask her, but I asked some questions like how you are able to put exactly the organic things in the picture, because picture is something which is recorded, which will be there even after so many years. You are creating a memory. That's photo is not a just photo. It's a memory. If you take a photo of a family, or of your grandmother, after 50 years, your granddaughter don't know how your grandmother looks like. The photo that you have took, how clear, how organic, how real you have took that picture. If you can save that in any storage device, and if you secure it, if you give that to the next generation, they will feel wonder. Nobody knows how the previous generation was. And photography is something that is very, very, extraordinary invention that of human. Because humans are, capturing things instead of capturing with their eyes. If my eyes were the camera before creating a camera. But in the evolution, in the human evolution, we have created, different kinds of cameras and different, different types of cameras which can capture long distance things, small distance things. You know better than me about that, the devices and all. So, instead of capturing with your eyes, you are capturing with the camera. So it is totally your perspective, how you look at things. Your picture, the picture you are capturing is you look like that to that particular thing. So it can be an event, or it can be anything. It can be a sport you are capturing, anything that you are capturing. If you can make people, that is also a communication. You are communicating with the world, and you're capturing that communication between you and the world, and you're showing that to other person, and you're letting that person that the situation, you're making them to understand situation what it is. So when we talk about organic capturing things, because this is what it is going to be, very big challenge. These AI tools today, some are exactly capturing or creating things which are like real. So that is going to be a very big challenge. That is what technology companies are thinking, and how to avoid this. But definitely there is going to be a regulation, and there is going to be security for that. And organic things are organic things. It cannot be replaced with artificial things. Intelligence is intelligence. Artificial intelligence is artificial. It cannot be intelligence. It cannot be smarter than human until human gives the artificial intelligence that power, that you do this. You are better than me. Humans should not give that. I don't think humans are that ignorant to give the power and give the gun and shoot me. I don't think that will happen. So concluding what you have said, Beth, the network that I have created, talking with different kinds of people, I didn't know that later stages, after 1 year, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, I understood that this is called as business. I don't even know that this is called as business. I was just talking and I was just putting and I'm creating like 1-to-1, 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 1-to-1. Everybody is interconnected. The world is network. This social network, social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any platform you take, it can be Snapchat. You know, all these apps are networks, like interconnected. People are interconnected with each other. And I want to create something positive with this network. Because you have access to talk with a person who is living very far from you, like miles away, like, you know, living in different part of the world. So why can't you talk something that you do know? Try to ask them what you did. So you will know something that and you will gain that knowledge and you use the knowledge that in your university or in your project. So I just wanted to learn from everywhere in the world and it become business and my intention is not to make money, but it become money, but only that positive.
I'm really excited for you. That's really great. You got those sponsors. That is so cool. And it's because you're doing good. And sometimes you guys, some of the best gifts come from, I know you guys have always heard, you get what you give. It's true. He started this as a project because he was curious. He was curious to learn about all of people of the world. And now he's getting sponsored, and this is sometimes just how it works. But you have to be open, and you have to be able to follow those pet projects or the passion projects because you don't know where they're going to lead, and they can lead back to some really powerful and exciting things. And Sai is living proof of it. He's doing just fine, and his podcast is a lot of fun. I hope you guys take a listen. I'll give you the info after we're done. I think we're good, buddy. What do you think? I feel good. Feel good?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Right. How about giving him some love, please? Yes, thank you. I really appreciate your time, and I'll talk to you after class today, and we'll square up, and thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you, students, for all your time. And I'm sure I said something which is valuable. And definitely, if one thought of mine, if that will be helpful in your personal growth or personal development, and if that changes, because I see people saying that, you know, even one person, I interviewed like 30 years, 40 years of experience people, they say, you know, some experience that will be, you know, I am implementing that, I am benefiting in my life. So if something like that, it benefits you, and after 5 years or after 10 years, if you do something creative and if you make people proud, or if you get appreciation, and you know, even it can be 1% of change because of my talk, that is going to be a very big thing for me. That's what my intention to say.
Yeah, nice wrap up. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much. And I'll be chatting with you on Twitter soon.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.